Hey guys, hey everyone, welcome to another episode, a beautiful episode of the podcast that no one listens to. All good, dude, I don't give a fuck. You know, I didn't do this thinking I was gonna, be the next Stern. You know why? Because I'm not a fucking nerd, dude. I'm opinionated. I say whatever the fuck's on my mind. Not a nerd. So when you're not a nerd, you don't think ahead. You just plow your way through life, man. And it is what it is. Guess what? Trapped in my bedroom again. Because when you live with someone who works from home, you realize that it's not your space anymore. Common area, it don't exist. So if you hear chatter in the background, just understand. Please. Please. No, so the common area ain't so common. Meaning, why do I need, where am I supposed to go? And the bedroom is where it's at. Don't be so mad. Can't be so hateful. PMA, dude. Positive mental attitude. Heard that today for the first time. Fire the Kid podcast. You never heard of it? Go listen to it. If you haven't heard of it, what the fuck you doing? A lot of podcasts are out there, man. Bubba, I never thought that anyone was going to listen to this like as one of their podcast regulars. I just thought, hey, if you were fucking bored, one day you wanted to hear someone stupider to talk than you, or stupider, dumber, whatever the word may be, ignorant, more ignorant than you. This is where you chime into. This is where you tune into. Crazy things are happening, man. Cancer cultures are coming out of their graves. Ooh. Listen, I tried to look for the soundboard. No one liked the soundboard. Who cared about the soundboard? I see a lot of like video podcasts and shit. Like, it's so nuts. It's like the template that these guys have set, the pioneers. Dude, we're not following that. You know, I'm not following that. I have ideas. You know? I have ideas. Crazy things are happening, though. The cancel culture is coming out of the graves. And, dude, Brian Callen coming out, speaking up. He's been doing his thing. But going back on Fighter and the Kid is such a huge thing, dude. And it felt so good to listen. Makes me wonder, Jay, will you ever find someone to help you lift this to the next level? Odds are nope. Because if you ain't got the fucking hint yet, and, I'm going to say you ain't no Sherlock Holmes, right? Deduction. Jay's not here, dude. J-Dub. You know, things happen. What can I say? What can we say? But I just watched a very... It's hard. But I watched a very emotional Chris D'Elia post on YouTube. There you go. Miller Lite. Unofficial sponsor. No big deal. But if you're drinking, go drink Miller Lite. Because why not? No, but yeah, it was emotional. You never know what these. Listen, I love Chris D'Elia. I mean, I did. All that shit dropped. You know, I'm a guy, so it's kind of like, what the fuck? But then you start peeling back more layers of the onion. Start realizing that shit, dude. Makes your eyes tear up. Because success. Man, success comes at such a price, dude. No matter what you say, man. Any type of, like, success that is built off of, okay, not saying Chris D'Elia isn't talented. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, in general, like, you know, more people have to work harder if they don't have the talent, right? And concentrating on oneself if you have significant others and all that shit. Man, does that take away. God damn, boy. I don't know. Listen, guys. Who cares anymore? You know what I mean? Like, what is so wild? Who cares? Because every morning I wake up, gut on my fucking stomach, small ass dick in my jeans, dude. But PMA, positive mental attitude. That's hard, bro. That's fairy tale shit, bro. Fairy tale shit. If you hear my girlfriend in the back room, sorry. I'm sorry, guys. One bedroom, $655. Okay? Trying to get out. Help me. Shout out to all those people getting that fucking stimulus. Are you stimulated, bro? I am. Let's go. Let's rock, Bubba. Let's party. Or are you putting it to something that is useful? And if you are, keep it to your goddamn self. What happened to that? Modesty. Girls lose 6 pounds. And they're like, showing every move of it. All my friends are golfing. All I see is videos. Of some fucked up swings. Not saying my shit's perfect, but hey guys, look in the mirror. You know? Look in the goddamn mirror. Right? I mean, like I said, numbers means everything and proof is whatever the fuck. Who cares? But let me tell you something. If you go golf with Jay Munn, it's going to look pretty, Boba. And that's Boba. I just called you guys Boba. Because it doesn't matter what I call anyone anymore. Have you guys been doing that, though? Have you guys had, like, a little bit more, confidence when you go into, like, places? Talk a little gibberish. Get a little wild. I fucking been doing it. Not that I ever stopped really doing it. But let me tell you, dude. You go up and talk some wild shit with the mask over, you feel good, man. I've been calling people Froggy. Hey, thanks, Froggy. Oh, say it to yourself. Yo, what up, Froggy? Hey, thanks, my dude. Hey, Froggy. It just works, dude. Those are 2, 3, maybe 4 bad examples. But I can't tell you how to live your life. It's not the American way, dude. Hey, Texas, heat up. That sucks. You know, every story comes with some bullshit that we're coming in with. And, you know, it's sad to see Texas be so vulnerable. Lone Star, Bubba. What happened there? You know? NASA goes to Mars. What happened? I thought, like, NASA was, like, defunded and shit. You know? It's funny, like, NASA goes to Mars. It's like, dude, the planet is dying down here, bubs. We need a little help ourselves. Did you go up there to find more vaccines? Did you go up there to find more vaccines? You know, things change around. Things change, man. The media's love. I mean, we're back to. If you're watching the news, you're gonna hear some sad story. You're gonna hear a fucking kitten caught in the fucking tree. Firemen came, got free lunch. You know, or you're gonna hear some fucking savage shit. Wild, you know, but what? Oh, it's not that wild anymore. It's not that wild, bro. You know what's fucking wild? It's that. All right, man. I'm gonna get pretty deep. Hey, you guys, are you guys ready? I strap on. Daddy about to get a little deep. All right. This is Britney Spears shit, man. It's wild. You mean to tell me the people who destroyed the woman in the first place are supposed to be her salvation? Get the fuck out of this lady's life. Right? Let her live. Maybe she wants attention. Who knows? Who cares? But I'm saying, end of the day, guys. Do you see what happens when you look at someone when they're underneath the microscope for that long? Kevin McAllister isn't setting up traps in his home anymore. His parents are home. And they're concerned. That's so stupid. They're concerned, man. As we all are, dude. I don't care about celebrities, but this Britney thing, because, you know, I went to lunch with my girl and, you know, we had a conversation about it and I saw how much it affected. You know, so I had to take a step back. Because you know why? All of my heroes are creeps, bro. I mean, it's the norm for me, watching my heroes being like, ah, he wasn't such a good guy. Yeah, no duh. I mean, the element of surprise is just so wild. The fact, you know, it's kind of like when you see, like, Spider-Man get hit with something out of, like, nowhere. It's like, wait a minute, don't you have, like, spider sense, bro? What the fuck is happening here? It's like, you know, stay consistent. And that's why we lose our mind when Chrissy Teigen talks about a $13,000 bottle of wine. Or when Kanye West gets his ass divorced. I mean, what the fuck did he think was going to happen? You know? The girl from Mandalorian got canceled. Hey, the mouse ain't fucking playing no games, bro. Duh. I love how she acted all nonchalant. It's like, bitch, you had the golden goose. You can act all nonchalant and hold tight to what you think is fucking dope. But at the end of the day, you lost the golden goose. Who the fuck? Listen, dude. Don't know if you knew this, but there's a comedian that's on the same show with you, sweetheart, honey, even though you could break my arm and beat me up. Hey, no big deal. Half of the people in my life can too. Get over it. But no, really, your co-star Bill Burr says some of the most gnarly and crazy shit ever, but manages to keep the sense of professionality, if that's even a word, right? He keeps it real. Business is business. But, you know, I'm not saying what she said was technically really even that, like, man, how do I say this without getting canceled? Because last thing I need is for me to get walked into my supervisor's office and get questioned about some bullshit. You know what I mean? Question me about some real shit. Why is your dick so small? Why? How come, you know, you've been called ugly all your whole life, but still got a little bit of pussy? Tell me. What's your secret? It's not a secret. I don't know what happened. Circumstance? Who knows? Crazy. You know what I like, though? Good little silver lining. You guys see that Mortal Kombat trailer? Holy shit, huh? Thank God. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank God. Because we've all been waiting for it. I mean, I'm a 90s baby. I was born in 87, so yeah, I'm a 90s kid, dude. And let me tell you, they ain't bringing it back moon shoes. Remember those? Moon shoes? I had that on my Christmas list. Moon shoes, or N64 and moon shoes. Guys, check it out. Comedy's opening back up. The world is opening back up. And we're fucking ready, man. You should be. Let's get out there. Let's change this shit up, alright, dude? Let's get these. Alright, listen, here's the craziest fucking thing ever. We listen to these millennials, these babies, these kids, all this shit. Like, if you walk down the street, tell me the honest truth. If you're a fucking 33-year-old man like I am, and you walk down the street with a bunch of high school kids walking up, like 4 or 5 high school kids, seniors or whatever, you're like, holy shit. I might get burnt to crisp here, dude. Because you know you can't hit them. Which is a stupid rule. If a kid steps out of the boundaries of breaking an old rule like respect, you should be able to slap him around a little bit. Just a little. Sorry for the burps, guys, but like, what did you expect? It's for free. Shut up. I saw a plane crash. I didn't see it, but I saw that there. Okay, let me. I saw that there was a plane crash in St. Peter today, and I saw pictures of a dead man. Guys, keep it to yourself. No one wants to see that. Respect for the fam, bro. But at the same time, thank you. Thank you. New episode of WandaVision is on tonight. I'm going to watch that. You best fucking believe. You best fucking believe. I was a hater, dude. But you know what? I'm a geek. I'm a geek that got put. I'm a geek that played sports. You get me? You fucking hear me? Loud and clear? Good. Because I'm doing it, dude. Guys, happy Friday. Get it on for the weekend. Do your damn thing, shoddy. Hey, love your women, man. Real quick. Man, I have such an appreciation for my woman. Like, I'm nuts, bro. I'm nuts. And she still supports this dream I'm following, which is leading me to, like, literally, it's like, no, I'm literally leading myself to, like, the tar pits. All good. Fuck you. But no, seriously, guys, hey, love talking, y'all. Spread the word, please, dog. I mean, come on. How many times do I gotta beg you, dude? The fuck you think I look like? A beggar? Well, I am. Hey, guys, love you. And remember, at the end of the day, just shut up.